Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, two pieces of business. First of all, a big shout out to Denise. Denise, thank you so much for the kind comment that you posted up on my Facebook page. Very grateful that you are a loyal listener to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. The other important piece of business is take my poll up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple yes or no question. Today's question is, are you going to be looking for a new job in 2012? Answer yes or no. If you take the quiz and answer it right there on the spot, you can see what that poll is found up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the smallest detail. Each of my guests will explain the smallest details of his subject, whether it's marketing, consumer electronics, or Carly Simon. My first guest is equal parts marketer and futurist. He has 20 years of experience in marketing and related fields. He'll explain how to get big results by thinking and acting small from his book, Micro Marketing. My second guest comes from a family of patent filers. He's the author of Gadget Nation, A Journey Through the Eccentric World of Invention. We'll discuss the latest gadgets he's discovered on the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. My third guest is a rock journalist who's followed and written about many of the superstar groups of the 60s and 70s. He's written a biography of one of rock's most private stars. We'll discuss Carly Simon from his biography, More Room in a Broken Heart. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Greg Verdino is the president and founder of Verdino LLC, a marketing innovation consultancy that helps clients harness the power of new business and technology trends to out-innovate the competition, identify and tap new growth opportunities, and drive increased customer engagement. He's the author of Micro Marketing, Get Big Results by Thinking and Acting Small, and he's a contributing author to Reinventing Interactive and Direct Marketing magazines. He's a popular conference speaker and has been the go-to expert on social media, marketing, and innovation for a wide range of mainstream media outlets. Welcome to the show, Greg. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, terrific, and thank you for being on the show. I love to have thought leaders like yourself on the show because you really are helping us to change our whole perspective about marketing. And by now we all get it, that the big Super Bowl ad doesn't really translate into business success for business. You just have to ask the sock puppet of Pets.com or Groupon from last year. Now, you assert that there's a seismic change going on from mass markets to micro markets. So give us some examples of what leads you to this conclusion, Greg.
Sure. And I've looked back over the past decade or so, and that led me to this conclusion that we're seeing a number of different shifts from mass to micro. Certainly, as digital became more and more prevalent, we've seen the splintering of mass culture into a set of millions, potentially, of microcultures. This is an idea, for example, that was in Chris Anderson's book, The Long Tail, a number of years back, where he talked about this notion that we're all into what we're into. We're all into our own things. And as information, as content, as people have become more and more accessible to each other, despite, you know, time zones and geographic distance and so forth, much easier for people to self-organize into these microcultures. At the same time, you know, you're talking about, you know, sort of the, I wouldn't say demise, but certainly, you know, the fact that the Super Bowl spot is falling out of favor. It doesn't necessarily guarantee success anymore. And certainly one of the big factors that's driven that is the hyper-fragmentation of the media landscape. It used to be, obviously, that, you know, you had to have the radio tower. We're on radio now, but of course your show is also available on the web and on iTunes, et cetera. But you needed an expensive radio tower or an expensive printing press, lots of professional talent to pull something off. Now, of course, anybody and everybody can be a media outlet. And people are turning to everything from, you know, a popular Twitterer to a blogger to a mainstream radio host, et cetera. So as these things have happened, what's happened on the back end of that is marketers who used to be able to rely on doing the same things the same way over and over and over again to reach mass audiences all of a sudden had a holy cow moment. And they realized, or some are beginning to realize, that they need to start thinking about marketing differently. And that's really what the book is about. And even more broadly than the book, this notion of micro-marketing is, in my interpretation of it, is this is the idea that in order for a marketer to truly succeed in a hyper-fragmented marketplace, instead of trying to find the one big thing and placing the big bet on that one big thing, that smart marketers need to think in terms of how they do lots and lots of small things really, really well to engage the people who matter most. And matter most, obviously, can be defined differently from marketer to marketer, but the people who matter most to them, their best customers, their strongest advocates, loyalists, people who are likely to go out and talk positively about their brand, et cetera, whatever it happens to be for a given brand, engage those people in deep, meaningful, relevant, and resonant ways to really spark movements rather than simply relying upon big paid media buys to, you know, to make movements happen.
All right. My guest is Greg Verdino, author of the book Micro Marketing. Greg, you say, and I like what you say, the next big thing is lots and lots of small things. That's a very nice little catchphrase. However, it's a dilemma, or at least a trade-off for marketers, because back in the old days, you had one big idea, then you mass communicated that. Perhaps it was on the Super Bowl, certainly on television, something like that. You spent lots of money to reach the mass audience, but you really didn't have a whole lot of upfront production costs and so forth. Today, it's quite the opposite. You have a lot of small ideas that have to reach a lot of different people. So your production costs are very, very low when you use things like the internet. But to reach all of these different people, you're going to spend a lot more time and a lot more energy. So talk to us about marketing, micro-marketing, and the cost effectiveness. How effective is micro-marketing versus mass marketing? And talk to us about this trade-off.
It can be quite effective. And, you know, you're right to point out the trade-off. I think there's a general misconception still a lot of times among business owners and among marketers that, quote-unquote, social media is free. Of course it isn't. Even if you're not spending a lot of money to produce the big thing, the blockbuster TV spot, the big site, the television ad, the print ads, whatever it happens to be, you are absolutely investing a lot of time in engaging people in the right way. And, you know, you talk about how in the old days, it used to be fairly simple. And, you know, you described the exact right scenario. Spend a lot of money to create something that can be replicated over and over across a big media buy. You know, in a lot of ways, what we're talking about here is a swinging pendulum. If you look back before those times, what Seth Godin calls sort of the mass industrial complex times, you look back, you know, before that time, and you think about the way small businesses before mass industrial built their brands. It was always around, you know, human interaction. It was about knowing your customers, recognizing them when they walk in your store, being able to call them by name, knowing about their, you know, knowing their children and their parents and their friends and, you know, their interests and things like that. In a lot of ways, what we're talking about here is not just an opportunity, but an imperative for even big businesses to start thinking about how they can essentially begin to operate like small businesses in the, you know, very traditional old school sense, but leverage new tools to make it happen. And where something like that requires a lot of human investment on the front end, people to do the work, people to have those interactions, where they really begin to pay off is where what I call the network effect kicks in. Treating even a few people, relatively few people in the right ways can spark big, 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 big upside potential. I think of an example, frankly, I learned about through social media. Another marketing author and a marketing practitioner, a PR practitioner named Peter Shankman, for example, happened to have tweeted that he was going to a particular city and he would love it if when he landed, Morton's had a steak waiting for him at the airport. He wasn't serious. He was, just filling his tweet stream, being somewhat facetious. But sure enough, when he landed, Morton's had a steak waiting for him at the airport. And, of course, that became a story he told again and again and again and again, which then in turn took on this sort of network effect virality where hundreds and thousands of people were talking about it. And ultimately, I don't know what the numbers are, but even in theory, millions of people may have heard the story by now, just because of that sort of ripple effect through the social network. And it's that kind of thing that, is in many ways priceless to a brand.
Without a doubt.
And all it requires is a little bit of listening, a little bit of initiative, and really, to the theme of your show, it's really about paying attention to even the smallest detail, what one person wants or needs, and how can you satisfy that need better than anybody else.
All right, fair enough. My guest is Greg Verdino. We're talking about his latest book, Micromarketing. Now, Greg, you talk about the network effect, and you call this the age of human-powered distribution, which I like very much. The thing is, how do you find the Peter Shankmans? How do you find these micro mavens, as you like to call them in the book? Because they're not that easy, and they don't hang signs around their neck saying, I'm a micro maven.
Well, there's a number of different ways to go about it. One of the simplest things that any business can do, small business, large business, even a sole proprietor, or whatever, even an individual, can do for sure, and it's simple and it essentially costs nothing other than a little bit of time, is to monitor the social networks for people talking about your brand or your products or your company or your people. So, that's as simple as setting up Google alerts or setting up some Twitter searches, or monitoring what people are saying in the blogosphere, and you will begin to see some natural trends in conversation where people are saying positive things, negative things, neutral things, whatever it happens to be, about you and your competition or about the kinds of problems you solve. It's flu season. I'm not feeling well, and that kind of thing might create an opportunity for, let's say, a cold medication brand to step in and say, hey, we can help. So that's one simple way to tune in. Now, not everybody, there's a couple of different philosophies here. Not everybody is equally influential.
Right.
There's one philosophy that says not everybody is influential, but anybody could be. So therefore, let's respond to everything everybody is saying and treat everyone as if they were a micro maven, a key influencer, an authority on their subject. That can be incredibly draining from a human resource standpoint.
Yes.
And can ultimately result in a lot of chatter but not a lot of results. On the flip side, there are a bunch of tools that you can use to measure the influence of somebody who's having a conversation. It's very easy to see that when a Peter Shankman or a Billy the Brain or whomever says something on Twitter or on their blog, it's fairly easy to see how many Twitter followers do they have. Where does their blog rank on key listings, whether it's in the marketing space, something like the Ad Age Power 150, or even using some general site traffic tools to see how much traffic a site is getting, and begin to make some, but sometimes more than snap, a bit more educated, judgment about, is this person somebody who actually carries authority, who actually has an audience tuned in? But the other thing to do, too, even more generally than taking a look at people, or monitoring people who are talking about you or to you, it's fairly easy, even again, using simple tools like Google and searching, to identify people who are content creators who are talking about things that are relevant to you and your customers. And I talk about a lot of those people in the book as I go through and kind of set up this notion of the micro maven. And while it is sometimes hard to separate the wheat from the chaff, it is certainly possible to take a look and see, okay, is this person, creating good content on a routine basis about the topics that we and our customers care about? Have they been at it for a long time? Are they getting retweets? Are they getting a lot of comments? Are people sharing their posts or their videos or whatever on Facebook or on Google Plus? A lot of that stuff, once you've identified a pool of people who might be relevant for you, who might be the micro mavens you're looking for, that kind of information is generally available if you know where you're looking. And that's what a lot of smart brands do, to identify, you know, whether it's 5 or 500 people that they want in their fold.
All right, my guest is Greg Verdino, author of the book Micro Marketing: Get Big Results by Thinking and Acting Small. Now, Greg, if you offered just one piece of advice to listeners on how they could apply your micro marketing techniques to their business today, what would that be?
I think, you know, I mean, obviously, almost by definition, there should be 100 ways they can apply it.
Right.
But you know, to me, you know, and I get this question a lot, you know, and usually it's framed within, you know, we're already doing so many things. How do we add one more thing, especially something that is so time intensive, to the mix? And there's a simple answer, which is that there is probably something any business marketer, any marketer is doing today that isn't delivering good results. Whether the results are just outright flat out poor, whether the, you know, what they're doing is unmeasurable, so there's a question as to whether it's working, or if there is, something that worked well a year ago isn't working as well anymore. So a lot of times I'll tell marketers, stop or at least scale back the things you're doing that you don't believe are delivering the results, freeing up some budget, probably freeing up some time in your schedule. And, you know, probably the number one thing to do is, you know, to really begin to listen in on the conversation. So set up some alerts, set up some monitors, begin to understand who's talking, where they're talking, when they're talking, and you'll begin to see some of these micro mavens emerge. And as those micro mavens emerge, just in a very authentic, open, honest, and human way, engage with them, approach them, and begin to build a relationship between the person and the brand. And that's a perfect place to start before you even begin getting fancy with things like building Google Plus pages and Facebook pages and tweeting every 7 minutes.
All right. My guest has been Greg Verdino, author of the book Micro Marketing: Get Big Results by Thinking and Acting Small. Greg, you've probably intrigued some of my listeners out there. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about your business or your book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
There's a couple of places they could go. Probably the easiest place to go is my blog, which right now is also my, you know, essentially operating as my business page, and that's gregverdino.com. And there's a site for the book itself if they're interested in the book, which is micromarketingbook.com.
Micromarketingbook.com and Greg Verdino, that's Greg, VERDINO.com. Greg, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.